Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. About to get spooky around here. Welcome to the morning show, Halloween edition, everybody. Have your host, James, here. I am joined by a cast of thousands. We have our good friend Seth with us, Emo Seth.
Good morning.
We have Beth with us.
Good morning.
And Laura's with us.
Hi, yes, hello.
All of you guys look great. Wonderful stuff. Beth, you look wonderful. I love the Halloween things. What do you...
I am life and handing out lemons.
Oh.
So as you can make lemonade, right?
Right.
That's what I did. I made some lemonade.
Seth brought the lemonade.
Very well done. Seth is the lemonade. That is great. Except for today, where he is, he's a little moody today. Everybody.
Whatever.
So, yeah. He's going to be like
this. His hair is giving emo vibes.
Emo vibes.
This is hilarious.
You did just get lemons from life, so
yeah, that's true.
Usually people have a sour.
Sour expression on their face.
How did they do this? Emo came.
How do they do the hair in the one eye? I mean, this is so annoying.
You got to build up a tolerance for the blindness.
I can't look at you and not think Blue Monday. I can't not. Yeah. It's very difficult.
It's okay. You haven't been sad long enough.
That's right. Yeah.
You want to hide. It's the decreased vision that you're aiming for.
Okay. All right. See, you would know that.
That was always an emo joke for the emo.
It was good. I got it. Laura, you went all in. I love your makeup.
Clown. I tend to clown most years, so I
looks
clowned
great.
Again.
Looks awesome. And as an added bonus, you even brought Quinn in with
I did. So there's no school today. So my youngest is with me, and she's Wednesday Adams this year.
Fantastic.
She's a perfect.
She's adorable.
Oh my God. It's so amazing.
I mean, she's adorable anyway, but this time she's Wednesday Adams, and she nailed it.
With the black hair and the braids, she's nailed it. She absolutely nailed it.
She really does. Like that. That's Wednesday now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to imagine when I think of Wednesday Adams now. And we even got to see Tim, our poker
guy. The poker guy came over. Yeah.
With a mustache. Mm-hmm. Smart mustache.
Looks good. Looking good, Tim. It's been a great start to the morning already. We're going to keep that run going. We've got some fun stuff lined up for you. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner. We'll not only celebrate today, but this weekend's birthdays. After our news, sports, entertainment break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Mm-hmm. We've got a fun one, a Halloween special. We're going to play something from a Halloween special, and we'll see if you guys can get it. Oh, what could I possibly play?
What could you possibly play, James?
Especially if you've been listening to this show for more than 10 minutes, like, you know.
Or if you've seen any of his selfies yet today.
What could I possibly do?
Here's your hint.
What could it be?
Check his socials.
Laura got it. All that coming up. Got some great entertainment news for you we're going to get into. Along with that, I wanted to get into not only the biggest Halloween songs in the Hot 100 history.
Okay.
So the ones that did the well, charted the highest, all of that.
Cool.
But I've got another one here about the greatest villain, the greatest horror villain of every decade over the last 100 years.
Oh. Wow.
I think that's going to be fun. I think that'll be a good one.
All right.
We're going to get into Halloween times and Halloween events a little bit later. We've got that all lined up for you. And it's live radio. Who knows what can happen?
Yeah.
Especially in Halloween.
I had a couple themes I wanted to go throughout the show, and we want audience participation in these. 715-424-2600. Give us what you're going to dress up as. We want to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And bonus points if you have kids, and you let us know what the kids are dressing up
as.
I love that stuff. It's always fun. Mm-hmm. And Halloween memories. What are some of your favorite Halloween memories?
Double bonus points if you call in on ensemble costumes. Please let us know.
Group costumes are fun. Yeah.
Yeah, those are fantastic. Those are my favorite. Easily. I love those.
That's 2 days in a row.
I really, really do enjoy those, though. I really do. We want to hear from you guys. We want to know what yours are. So I mentioned before the greatest Halloween ever in my family's history. We still hold the record going in my Aunt Nay's apartment complex and hitting like 300 apartment doors.
That's
and
amazing.
Getting all that candy and everything. It was fantastic. I will say this morning I was talking with my brother and sister and immediately remembered taking them for Halloween. Many times. And then I got to take my kids a little bit and stuff. So I think that's one of my favorite memories when I think of that. My father always really got into Halloween, really enjoyed it. We didn't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
So he would try to do, whatever he could with duct tape and grabbing I'll never forget this. My mom and I were joking about it last night. He literally looked for cobwebs. like real cobwebs.
Oh, wow.
What was his beyond, plan? Like, had he found any? What was he going to, like, just slowly, like, pull off the cobweb and put it back?
I don't know, this is very delicate. So
I don't know what he was thinking.
Spray it with hairspray?
See, now that would work. No, that's a good idea.
Yeah, but for what?
I don't know.
Collect it on a piece of paper and then spray it with more hairspray and bam, frame it. Art!
I don't know.
Cobweb art.
Maybe to put on his own... double
bonus.
Oh, there you go.
Or maybe spray paint or glitter hairspray.
I know.
And like just like that. That's what you do with them.
When we first moved out here, we were living in Rome. And Rome, I think they still do that. I believe they still do. At their town hall, they would have all the kids come by and you could go around in a circle and show everybody your costume. And then you got candy. That was wild. We never did anything like that. Jillian and I were blown away. It was mind changing to us. It was pretty cool. Let's go down on the line here if you guys got any Halloween memories that you remember you enjoy.
For me, I think I got a lot of hand-me-down costumes. So, you know, but I come from the era, you know, I was a kid in the 80s.
Sure.
So we had those plastic masks with the one elastic string that would, and inevitably while I was trick-or-treating, it would break.
You could not breathe through those things. There's just like this tiny little slit for you to breathe through.
Yeah, but I think my favorite Halloween ever was the year that we had Anders, our youngest, and Roan came up with our family costume. As a family, we dressed up. So both boys and myself were pumpkins, and Seth dressed up as a pumpkin farmer.
Okay. Oh, that's cute. Good.
So that I think that was my favorite.
That's a cute one.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Double bonus points. That was an ensemble.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. So we do get more points for that one. I talked about this on the Sunrise Show at WIRI, too. One of my favorite ones was when, because we grew up in the country, so you get everyone, we get all the cousins and everyone piles into one car, and then you go to all the houses and go trick-or-treating. Well, one year, we were going to have a Halloween party at our house, so we did that. Everyone piled in, and my dad set up the haunted house for us. So we went out trick-or-treating. We all came back. My dad, we didn't know anything what he was going to do or anything like that. Mm-hmm. He comes out dressed as a pirate, one of the best pirate costumes I've ever seen, by the way.
Right.
And he had done a map or an instructions to find the treasure, you know, the candy. Mm-hmm. And he even burned the edges of the paper, it looked like an old, like, scroll thing. I mean, it was really well done. It was a great thing. I mean, it was a really spooky haunted house. So, like, we'd go up to the bathroom and the shower curtain would be closed. And it's like, open the shower curtain. And everyone's like, kind of thing. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, that was probably one of my favorite Halloweens. And I can't even, I was like 10 or something, 11.
Your dad rocks. That's so awesome.
That's cool.
So awesome. Yeah. That was fun.
I think mine's just going to be a favorite costume. So, I mean, Quinn being Wednesday today was one of my dreams. Like, I'd hoped to have a daughter with dark hair so I could do that. And so, thanks, Quinn. But the other one that stands out, once I had three daughters, my older three, I got it in my head that I had to do the Powerpuff Girls.
Oh.
And so I was able to talk them into it at the perfect ages because the youngest of the three was three. So it was 3, 4, and 5 or 3, 5, and 6 year olds, right? The 6-year-old was Blossom. The 5-year-old was not Buttercup, the other one.
Bubbles.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then Buttercup was the youngest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At the time.
God, that's cool.
That's cool.
That's definitely my
You should have been
favorites.
The professor. You should have.
I was not. I was not.
That's awesome. What a great costume. That's awesome. Those are great memories. Keep them coming, everybody. We want to hear your favorite memories, some of your favorite costumes for Halloween. 3 points for Laura on the shot.
Nice.
Also, very double cool. bonus points for my ensemble.
Exactly.
There's a home for everyone. And as we get into our opening topic here and everything, now for Halloween, there's a list of the best U.S. cities for ghosts to live in.
That's what I needed to hear.
Impressive.
Make plans for the afterlife. You only get it once.
They did this by considering the number of cemeteries per 100,000 residents, ghost tours, haunted houses, vacant housing units, and the search interest for ghosts in areas.
Okay. All right.
In the end, they found that if you're a ghost and you're looking for a new place to live and everything, which can be difficult nowadays, let's be honest.
Even for ghosts,
Savannah, Georgia was was the number one place.
You know what?
Place.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah. There's lots of fog, lots of things you can like mist through. That sounds sweet.
It's a little weird though.
Savannah is like, if you've never been to Savannah, it's like Southern Gothic. Like
really
to the
is.
Nines. It is fantastic. It's perfect. It'd be a perfect one.
Yeah, and a close second would be Charleston.
Charleston would be amazing too. Yeah, yeah.
Literally a close second, Beth, as it came in number two on this list.
Nice.
Well done by you. Well done.
I've actually done a ghost tour in Charleston with my sister-in-law one time, and you take pictures and you see the white dots in there.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd love to check that out. It's phenomenal. Well, and you've got the history of the fort that was there and the jail that they still give tours in. Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Laura, yesterday we were talking about the most haunted places.
Sure.
And we were a little surprised that Georgia wasn't on the list. And,
right?
then they show up here.
Savannah's landing number one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Either I'm right or I'm not, guys. Come on, internet. Figure it out.
Savannah, Georgia at number one. Charleston at number two. And number three, my choice, I would have said New Orleans. I would have easily said New Orleans.
Absolutely.
And I would have been really confident with it, too. I've been
so confident.
The above ground crypts that they have there are, just amazing just to see those, but that would totally make sense.
When I was a kid and reading a bunch of Edgar Allan Poe, my grandfather was like, well, you've got to know him if you're going to understand his work. Mm-hmm. So he gave me a biography on him. And many people know by now, I'm sure, that Poe, his biggest fear was being buried alive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And that was not just him, but a lot of people back then.
Yes.
Is that not one of the creepiest stories you can hear? I don't care if it's July 1st and it's beautiful outside and you've had the greatest day of your life. You're reading about these people being worried about being buried alive.
Yeah.
And the things that they would go through, the steps they would go through just so that wouldn't happen. I don't know.
That's one of the OG
get your bell
fears
ready.
For a reason.
Yeah, that's gothic to me. That is
very gothic, yes.
At number four, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of the oldest towns in the country.
Well, and it's on three rivers, and so building the bridges, how many people passed away because they fell and things like that. Yep. I totally would see Pittsburgh as one of those.
Richmond, Virginia wraps up the top five.
Absolutely.
Another southern town. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
Well, and there were a lot of battles there.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Through a lot of time.
Yeah, if you want
even like pre-colonial battles occurred in Virginia a lot.
Civil War ghosts. There you go.
And Civil War ghosts. Yeah. See, and I couldn't help but think of Gettysburg. I'm surprised I didn't hear anything in Pennsylvania on this list.
Well, except for Pittsburgh.
Well,
Birmingham, Alabama at number six.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You've got Las Vegas coming in at number seven.
You know what? No.
Neon ghosts.
There are enough people who want to die in flashy ways.
This is true.
You go to Vegas,
That go to Vegas and do that.
Yeah.
Right? And how many places in Vegas have, like, the white woman who, was a bride who died on her honeymoon?
Yeah.
You know, like thousands of hotels in Las Vegas
stories.
Have that.
Yeah.
And the hitchhiker stories.
Yeah. Those are classic, by the way.
Those are Las Vegas classic.
Oh, I love those. Let's find out what you love. Let's go ahead and take a call real quick here. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, when I was about 15, I have six younger sisters, but at that time I took my four younger sisters right under me, trick-or-treating. My dad was a sanitary engineer at the time, and he brought home an old gas mask from World War II, and I painted that thing up with red and all kinds of colors on it, and I wore that trick-or-treating with taking my sisters,
That's
awesome.
The
wow.
That's
cool.
That's got to be scary.
Yeah.
Gas masks are scary in general. All right.
Well,
before you do anything to them.
Back in the house.
Oh, is that good, sir?
awesome.
That good? That's fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, man. Happy Halloween. Have a great morning.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was good. Keep them coming, everybody.
Yeah.
We want more and more of those. Get them to us.
Please.
That's a good one. You're right, Seth. Those old school gas, especially the old school gas masks.
Terrifying.
Well, and as a fan of Doctor Who, it got worse after that.
That one episode? I know which one you're talking about.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
I want my mommy.
Wrapping up the top 10, Cincinnati at number 8. Okay. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, number 9. Laura, there's another Philly.
But it's still not Gettysburg.
Colonial ghosts in Philadelphia.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And at number 10, Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No,
which
absolutely.
Which is where Edgar Allan Poe died.
It's
was
true.
In Baltimore.
Yes.
So,
Rough death, too. Of course, he was not going to go any other way. I mean, it was
He's too dramatic.
Very dramatic.
Yeah.
I love it. Don't get me wrong.
Interesting list. Man. Interesting list. Not a lot of West Coast places. Las Vegas is about as far as west as it got. I'm curious, too, and I want to keep this one going, everybody. What's the worst place to be if you're a ghost? To me, it's wherever those ghost hunter guys are. Like, I don't want to deal with that guy, man. Well, I don't want to deal with that guy.
But
like,
then let's point to Las Vegas again, because that's where Zach Baggins is now.
Okay, that guy. That guy. Yeah, I think
you don't want to be in a tri-state area around that man.
No. That guy.
No, thank you.
Just
that's why the West Coast wasn't on there a lot. I mean, I know he's in Las Vegas, but...
Counts. It counts. We will keep this topic going. We'll keep having some fun. We'll keep getting into things and more fun coming up. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner on The Morning Show.
Hey, everybody, let's have some fun. You only live but once, and when you're dead, you're done. So let the good time roll.
Meany does say, when you're dead, you're done. I thought it was a little, of course, it's Halloween. It was a reach. It was a reach. But a Halloween birthdays, I thought it was a good one for that. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They are having a darn good time over there, I am certain. And, of course, keep in mind, they got their getting more and more famous Friday fish fry going on tonight.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Head on over there. Check that
it's
out.
It's weird having Halloween on a Friday. It's just throwing me off right now. It's for some reason. I don't know why.
I love when Halloween is on a Friday. It should be on. It should always be.
It
on
should
a Friday.
Be observed
somehow.
On
it should
Fridays.
Just always be worked out that way. Encourage you to celebrate with our friends over there and wish them a good one from all of us here at WFHR. And keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. You can email us info@wfhr.com. Hit us up at our Facebook pages and call on up.
715-424-2600 if you want to talk to us weirdos, or if you prefer, you can talk to Pam by calling 1300 instead.
Definitely not a weirdo.
Join the conversation, everybody. Looking forward to talking with you.
I'm speaking for myself.
Yes. All weirdos. No, you were right.
I was talking about Pam is the most normal of all
Pam
of us.
Pam is the only normal one.
That's why she's the alternative. Yeah.
although, she's got her weird moments. Yeah, she does. And all fun in the funnest ways, too. Yeah. That's the best part. I got to put you guys to work a little bit this morning.
No.
Okay. It's great. Let's just refuse to give me a number. We're stuck here.
No, you say yes and. Laura, yes and. Okay.
Seth, 42.
Give me a one or a two, but that's the right number.
A two.
All right. Gives us that qualifier right there. And Laura, I need a one or a two.
One.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Got our qualifiers. We can get right into it. And first up, want to wish a locally, once you're a family member here at WFHR, you always are. Mm-hmm. Happy 33rd anniversary to Jeff and Kathy Stoner.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Jeff, longtime salesman around here, I learned a lot from over the years. Him and his wonderful wife are in Smithville, Texas now. We wish them a good one listening down there. We appreciate it.
They got married on Halloween?
Yes.
They're awesome.
That is awesome.
Cool.
Jeff is awesome. And if you met Jeff, you would
triple
get it
bonus points to Jeff and Kathy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
On their anniversary.
They're fantastic. Enjoy your two. I hope you have a great one. Mm-hmm. We also wish a very, very happy birthday to friend of the station, Pete Ravel.
Oh, cool.
Oh, Pete. Happy birthday, Pete.
If you know Pete and you find out his birthday is on Halloween, there are a few things that will make more sense to you in life.
Right?
It is.
They're like, oh, yeah, of course.
Of course it is.
The guy that did some of the Exorcist music, of course, is going to happen.
That's right.
Yeah. A quick shout out to Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor. You can catch them every first and third Thursday of the month over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Be sure to do that.
Yeah.
One of the best entertainers you're going to hear.
It's true.
And one of our favorite people that we have gotten to talk to on the airwaves here. I know joining us on Director's Playhouse before and stuff. A lot of fun.
It's one of my favorite interviews.
Enjoy your day, sir. Enjoy your day. And our qualifiers today celebrating their 61st anniversary.
Ooh.
Jim and Joe Clavin.
Oh, happy anniversary, you two. 61
Absolutely.
Years.
Fantastic.
I think as long as I've been doing this show, we've been able to celebrate this anniversary, and I love that. Thank you so much to them and getting us this, and happy 61st. You're our qualifiers.
Congratulations.
Does getting married on Halloween guarantee you're going to be married for a long time?
It should.
It should.
You're not taking things too seriously. I'm open to testing this theory.
I just need to find
the other party.
Taking a look at Saturday, we wish Civic Media's Brad Anthony a happy birthday. birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Brad. Hope it's a good one for you. Also wishing happy 50th birthday to Jeremy Brown of Big Flats.
Oh, happy birthday, Jeremy. Big one. 50. Big 5-0.
Very cool.
Celebrate. Hope it's a good one for you, Jeremy. Jeremiah. I'm sorry, Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. Well, it's 50 years, Jeremiah, and I'm getting way too close to that age. Way too close.
Enjoy your birthday, man. Hope it's a good one.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, November 2nd, we wrap things up wishing not only a happy birthday to Civic Media's Tiffany Monroe.
Oh, happy birthday, Tiffany. Tiffany. Yeah.
Tiffany's great. We wish her a good birthday. We also want to wish all of our fellow traffickers out there a happy birthday. National Traffic Directors Day is on Sunday.
Oh, very cool.
Well, there you go, Pam.
That's shout out to Pam.
Yes.
And all the
day
Pams.
Sunday, huh?
Yeah, appreciate you. And we would put the spotlight on Mary Nielsen.
Happy birthday, Mary.
Mary, enjoy your birthday. Hope it's a great one for you on Sunday. You're our qualifier. Happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody out there celebrating.
Right.
Quick rundown of birthdays for this today and this weekend. Happy 25th to Willow Smith.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Willow Smith celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to her. Happy birthday as well to Vanilla Ice, 58 today's for sure. Rip Van Winkle or whatever his name was.
Arthur Van, his actual name is. Honestly, Vanilla Ice, not a great name, better than his real name.
Still better than his real name,
The wonderfully named Adam Horowitz is 59.
Rob? Yeah.
King Ad Rock of the Beastie Boys.
Yeah. Yes.
Nice. Ad Rock. Happy birthday to him. Happy 62nd to Rob Schneider. Rob Schneider. Happy birthday. 62nd birthday to Rob Schneider. Happy 64th to the great, to the legend, Peter Jackson.
Okay. Wow. Oh, that's right. He was born on Halloween. Of course he was.
Of course he was born on Halloween.
One of the better directors of any generation, really. And one of the best journalists any of us will ever know, Dan Rather, born in this day, 94 years young for him.
Whoa.
Spectacular.
Way to go, Dan. Wow, 94. That's awesome.
Out of the three journalists of our youth and everything, that was my guy. I liked Rather. I always enjoyed him.
That slight Texas accent. Oh,
something about it. Something about him. He could tell me any news. And taking a look at some people no longer with us, born on this day, Michael Landon, born 1936. Oh. Little Joe Cartwright on Bonanza. He was also Charles on Little House on the Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Jonathan on Highway to Heaven.
And we lest we forget, he was the star of I Was a Teenage Werewolf. Yes, I love that movie.
1957.
Yes.
Thank you so much for bringing that up.
I love that movie.
It is Halloween.
And it is Halloween.
Festive, even.
It takes place on Halloween. At least part of it does, too.
Yes.
So that's very cool. And his birthday.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And we remember, I know one of my favorites, John Candy. Born on this day in 1950. Yeah. Spaceballs, Stripes, Splash, Cool Runnings, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Second course, City TV. Yeah. I mean, absolutely.
Johnny LaRue. Yeah. Come on, Johnny LaRue. you look at, we all admit, or all agree, John Candy should have had a longer life.
Right.
Too short.
Right.
Look at what he did in stretch.
I mean,
it's amazing.
It's absolutely amazing. And his last name was Candy, and he's born on Halloween.
Yeah.
Just makes it even better.
Too good. Too good.
Awesome.
Quick look at Saturday birthdays for you. A couple of ones to mention here. I had it all set up. Sophie B. Hawkins, 61 on Saturday.
Oh, cool.
Damn.
Rick Allen is 62.
That was my joke.
That was good, though. That was good. I didn't mean to step on that.
It's all right.
Rick Allen, drummer, one-armed drummer for Def Leppard, 62.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Let's see. Anthony Kiedis, 63 for
him. Whoa.
Lead singer, songwriter for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and one of the best front men I've ever seen.
Yes.
Lyle Lovett is 68.
Oh, the man with hair. Yes, Lyle Lovett.
Let's see here. And people no longer with us, like the legend to me, Marcia Wallace, born in 1942, passed away in 2013. Many voices on The Simpsons, but most famously Edna Krabappel.
Yes.
Sure.
That she did the voice of.
The great ha.
And she did the voice of Nelson and his laugh, so that famous laugh of his and everything. And then on Sunday, we just take a quick look at those. Nelly is 51 on Sunday.
Spectacular.
Wow. That made you feel a little older.
We better crack that door. It's getting hot in here.
Yeah.
K.D. Lang is 64 on a Sunday as well. That was well done, Laura. It was very well done. And as far as people no longer with us, Burt Lancaster, born on Sunday.
One of the great actors of all time. Yep.
Gunfight at the OK Corral. Like that's the one for me. That's that Burt Lancaster. Ooh, Alcatraz. He was good in that too.
He was good, and you know, he could do the big brawny guy thing. Mm-hmm. He was very good at that. He was an acrobat, if I remember correctly, in the start of his career.
Yeah, that's cool.
But it's the serious different roles that he took that I liked, like Birdman of Alcatraz. That's a really good one.
That's the one.
But the one where he plays an absolutely slimy character, The Sweet Smell of Success, is a fantastic movie, and he is so good in it.
I think he came from a vaudeville family.
I think he did. So. Yes.
Oh. And Keith Emerson. Born in 1944 on Sunday. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer,
yeah,
of course.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Lucky Man. Carnival 9 mentioned, of course, on today. Mm-hmm. And From the Beginning is one of the best songs I've ever heard. Period.
Absolutely.
Like, best songs ever.
Good stuff.
I'm going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club, but we'll bring it back next week. Make sure we got birthdays and anniversaries for it. Get them to us, everybody, so we can celebrate with you and our great friends at El Cafe. We'll come back and get into the star of the day from our friends from Culver's coming up on The Morning Show. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What the three of us are about to do is play a famous music from a Halloween special.
Yeah.
If you know the special, call up 715-424-2600, get us that guess, and you get yourself a kids and an adult meal from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. We send a big shout out to them, a big thank you to them. Been doing this for many, many years, and we really appreciate them having some fun with us and giving us a chance every Friday to get you some free Culver's. If you haven't won anything in 30 days, get ready to call up 715-424-2600 or call us through the Civic Media app and tell us what Halloween special is this from. Let's see if we got an answer here. Good morning. What's your answer?
Charlie Brown, Peanuts.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes, yes. That's correct. Yeah. That is correct. Woo-woo. I would have taken that. The Great Pumpkin.
It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Yeah. Yeah. All the above work, sir. Who do we have on the phone with us? What's your first name?
Larry.
Larry. Thanks so much. Larry, were you? Did you see that show as special as a kid?
Many times.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I have to admit that, as an adult, playing it for my kids was one of the better joys I've had.
Absolutely.
I have no idea if they liked it, but I know I enjoyed playing
it
for them.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's a classic.
Yep.
And the music, the theme, Linus and Lucy, they kind of reprised for all the specials, so I was playing a little bit of a different version of it, the one taken from the soundtrack, but that's fantastic. Larry, what town are you calling us from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
Right on. Got ourselves a rabbit.
Thank you for listening.
You doing anything for Halloween?
Just staying around home.
Right on. That's cool. Larry, hang on the line. I'm going to get a little information from you off air, but you're our newest star of the day.
Woo!
Yeah. All right.
Thank you so much for playing along. Mm-hmm. Classic right there. It's one that we all grew up on.
Yeah.
Yes,
well, and
it was,
when you think
of
Peanuts, you think of that song, honestly. For all of the Peanuts specials that live fondly in our memories and we share with our kids, that's the song we think of, right?
Yeah. That's the one. Yeah, absolutely. A lot of fun, and we'll keep having fun with this one. We'll be doing this again next Friday. We'll have another one for you, everybody. I've talked to listeners about this over the... We've been doing this for so long. I've done quite a few of these.
Yes, you have.
You guys got suggestions. We don't mind that.
Yeah,
you can go ahead and send us suggestions.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'll be able to win, but you'll be able to send us...
Send them in through the Civic Media app. You can text us right through there.
And be listening every Friday for another edition of the Star of the Day. We're going to talk to Larry, get some information from him.
Yeah,
we'll be back with more coming up. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Laura, Seth, and James hanging out with you on this All Hallows Eve.
Yeah.
A shout out to everybody who's already joined us. We're not even through the first hour, and we've already had a bunch
That's
of
been
guests.
Great, yeah.
It's been a lot of fun. Keep it coming, everybody. We're looking forward to hanging out with every one of you. Feel free to call up and let us know your favorite Halloween memories and all of the above.
Yeah.
So I got a couple of stories I want to get to before the top of the hour. And for everybody that is looking forward to Halloween, has plans for Halloween, what about those people that want to celebrate but they don't have the energy? They're too tired. Too tired for Halloween.
Too tired for Halloween. Wow.
I feel Friday. That in my bones.
A product designer at Meta just put out his own app that makes it look like you were at a Halloween party.
All right.
It uses AI to create fake photos of you in costume with other people partying around you.
Oh, goodness.
That is so sad.
The app just came out this month, but it's not specifically for Halloween. It's called Endless Summer because it's mainly meant to for fake vacation pictures.
Why?
Okay.
Or as a side note, what I'm going to do to get you guys off my back.
No, it won't work. It won't work.
No. You'd see right through it.
So the people who have interest in this, can you instead just form a club?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It can't be that much more work, right?
Why don't you guys just get together and do stuff?
Hang out, yeah.
Instead of doing this sad and alone.
The results seem a little hit or miss. Some people say it worked great. Others say that the photo spit out didn't look like them at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's not you.
Here's a topic that nobody's, that I don't hear at least a lot of, I don't hear the national audience talking a lot about, but between me and a number of my friends, it comes up all the time. AI, like these little imaging things that they can create, a lot of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you happen to have any friends of ethnicity, let them try it and see what happens.
Yeah.
It does not know what to do. It turns us all white.
Yeah.
My buddy Vince did this. My buddy Will did. And they are both very different complexions of African American. I've done this. It always lightens my lips and my nose. It straightens my nose every time.
It straightens your nose out. It turns you into a European. And you are the least European looking person I might have ever met
in my life. It's the weirdest thing about this technology to me. Maybe the second weirdest thing about this technology to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't know how to handle ethnic faces. Right. It doesn't know what to do.
It has no idea because it's only practiced on white faces.
Right. Yeah. It's whatever's out there. We have to remember, everyone, and this is just recently the best way I've heard to put this. AI, what we're using right now, is all based on probabilities, which is why you could put in the exact same prompt twice in a row and you're going to get two very different things.
Mm-hmm.
There's no history, okay?
Nope.
It doesn't go back and look at what it did before. It's all probabilities. It's going to change everything. That's why a lot of the video stuff we've seen coming out, like Sora and all that, a lot of it is junk because you can't make a scene together because it always changes.
Right.
There's always going to be changes because it's based on probabilities.
I don't say this with any confidence. I have not been fooled by anything yet.
No.
I haven't seen any of these images. Do they look realistic? Sure.
Sure.
But they don't look like the person. There's been a handful of running around lately of college football coaches in situations like Brian Kelly helping people during one of the hurricanes and things like that. And the imaging of them, it looks like an artist drew it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. Like, it looks like if it was actually art, like if someone painted you and it looked like that, honestly, good job. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
If someone drew you and it looked like that, right? Yes. But that's not what this is. That's not what you signed up for. You signed up for something that would look like you were there.
Yeah.
Not you were painted in that room.
Yeah.
I don't mean this in a flippant or a corny way, but I really do think that I don't think you can mimic a soul. I don't think you can mimic what it is in us that makes
whatever
life
you want to call
like,
it, right? Yeah,
you know,
the inherent humanity in us that makes creativity work.
Mm-hmm. How many times have you said to somebody, or you heard somebody say, I'm not saying a lot, but you've heard before, oh, looks like you got the life back in you. You got some color in your cheeks. You got something like that. Like, there's something to that. There really is.
Right.
I don't know that AI could ever create that. So I don't know. I don't worry about some of this stuff. I worry about certain things more than others, but that one I don't. One thing that I am curious about is, what is everybody dressing up as? I keep asking. Well, I got the top 10 costumes for children, adults, and pets.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, wow.
Data.
Most neighborhoods in America will host Halloween trick-or-treating tonight, so if you waited until now to Google a costume, you were a little behind maybe, but we could still help you out. The NRF put out a list of the top Halloween costumes this year for kids, adults, and pets.
Okay.
Let's start with the kids.
Sure.
You want to go one down, just kind of, because that might be...
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No.
Spider-Man, number one costume for kids.
Spider-Man? Ooh. Really? And you can choose. I was at Spirit Halloween last night. I had to pick up like one thing for my youngest costume. And so, you know, first, sadly, they're already tearing stuff down. It's like, oh that's right. It's almost over with. Yep. But second of all, I saw many varieties of Spider-Man costumes.
Yeah,
you could
do
the Miles Morales one. Yep. You could do the Peter Parker one and all these other things. I mean, it was just pretty cool. They got it's not just the PJs now. You can do all kinds of stuff with it.
Right. Well, and you can do a lot more. There is a wider variety of kids who can be Spider-Man now without a mask.
That's right. Absolutely.
That was my son's first costume.
Oh, that's cool.
Son's first. Princess, number two.
Naturally.
Always a classic. Yeah.
It's a classic for a reason.
Mm-hmm. A witch, and number three.
Again.
See, now that, I like the old standbys getting popular again. Those are always fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's so much room to, like with princess and with witch, you can make
lots
it
of creativity.
So individual. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With a lot of what we've talked about a lot of DIY Halloween costumes this year and
those
stuff.
Those are both perfect for you buy a base and you build upon it.
Yep, exactly.
Superhero at number five, and I like that it's just a superhero.
Yeah,
just
that's like another one, because you can make your own superhero.
You could do your own superhero,
Number six, Superman, and number seven, number six, Batman, then Superman, number six and seven.
Wow, I find it fascinating that we had a Superman movie come out this year, you know, very popular and everything, but that's not as popular as like Spider-Man. Wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah, that tracks.
At number eight, Wednesday Addams.
We got a little Wednesday with us today.
Yeah, that's perfect. at number nine, the K-pop Demon Hunters.
Naturally.
Of course.
It's pretty impressive to see this crack the top 10, if anything, because we're talking about littler kids and stuff. But it's still, because this is
I was honestly surprised my older three didn't do this.
And at number 10, a vampire.
Oh,
another classic.
Another standby.
And that's another one where you can
do anything
base,
you want. You
right?
You
buy yourself a suit.
Yeah,
and then you
could
buy
like
yourself a
steampunk vampire.
Do so many
you
things.
Could do a modern vampire.
You could do jeans and a torn flannel. You can do it.
Yeah. Lost For, Boys vampire.
Oh, there you go. That's
a good
the one. Yeah, you got
the spiky hair. Then,
you got to find all the holes in your jeans.
I want to do that now. Now I want to do that. Now I'm mad at my own costume. I actually would have rather done that. For pets, number one, a pumpkin.
I love that.
Easy.
I love that so much.
Easy peasy.
I wish I was dressing my rabbit up as a pumpkin.
Oh, no. Oh.
At number two, a hot dog.
It's the perfect costume for
it's
a dog and a cat.
It's a dog, right?
It just is.
Yeah,
it's definitely the dog part.
But even a cat, it'd be great.
I suppose
on a cat.
That would work. Yeah.
I don't see it on this list. I'm sure somebody had to have done this. If you have a pet cat, just cutting out a piece of bread and just putting that on the cat. Yep. I mean, that's that meme or whatever that was big. Yep. Like,
there you go. Yeah.
God, I could not sound more old right now.
That was one of the original memes.
So old.
Moving on. Number three, a bumblebee. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, that's good.
A bumblebee for my kindergarten.
For your dog.
I think I was.
Oh, that's
for
a good
that
one.
Yeah.
The bigger the animal, the more I love it as a bumblebee. I don't know. That just
big chunky mastiff or something.
Oh, yeah. God almighty. That would be hilarious.
A bulldog even.
At number four, a tie between a ghost and a superhero.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
And number five, a bat.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Bat wings. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At number six, a dog.
Dress your cat up as a dog.
Yes, yes.
You know, I'm sure they'll love it.
Yes,
I think that's a fun idea. I love that idea. At number seven, a witch. Number eight, a spider.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Number nine, Batman. So Batman's just always showing up
everywhere. Batman.
I think it's the only one that shows up on all three lists. That's interesting. At number 10, a cat.
You know, if you were going to accept dog, we're going to accept,
cat too. Yeah.
I love the idea of dressing up your animal as the opposite animal, but I don't feel like dogs would get it. I feel like it might
they
be
dress
over
them
their
up
head.
As a
might
fish
over their head
or something more, you know.
They're going to look at one another and be so confused.
What are you?
Wait.
Hey, wait.
What?
For adults, what are the number one costumes according to this list? Number one, a witch.
Oh, that's always good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Classic costume.
It's a good one. Costume. It's easy to reuse.
Yeah, that's true.
You can add to it every year if you want. Mm-hmm. And again, if you're noticing a theme here, costumes that are made at home or, you know, not
always more fun.
Cheaply made, I would say, but just made with, you know, what you got and what you can work with.
You can, again, it's the buildability. You can spend just a little bit every year, and after a few years, that costume's really nice.
Mm-hmm. I like my costume, but my favorite costumes are the things that you guys and Beth did, the creative stuff where you're just kind of coming up with things.
Right.
Bob's Burgers every year do a fantastic job with the kids, and they come up with pans, you know, there's some combination of a pun or something. I think they're so creative. That's fun to me.
Well, that's part of what I do with the clown. I build on it every year. I happen to dress like a cartoon character anyway, so I have a lot of colorful items, and so I can just throw stuff
together.
Start.
Good base to start from.
Yeah, I have a good base, and I can do makeup well enough, and my hair is already bright and colorful, so naturally,
For adults, again, got a witch at number one, and number two, a vampire.
Yeah, see? The buildability.
Yep, there you go.
Number
three. Or a witch vampire. Ooh.
Lestat. I would want to be Lestat.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Something about me as a blonde that I think it'd be pretty funny.
It's hilarious, funny. Honestly.
At number three, pirate.
Yar.
That's one of Melissa's favorites.
Pirates are always fun. Yep.
Yeah. Melissa makes a good pirate.
She makes a great pirate.
A cat or Batman comes in at number four. It's kind of a tie. I guess you could just do Catwoman.
Catman.
Yeah, or Catman.
Catman.
There is no Catman. Why is there no Catman?
Catman.
I want a Catman.
So what you do is you buy a Batman costume and you tape the cape to your cat costume. And just like that.
That would be awesome. Catman. Got to have that playing in the background.
Love it. Number five, Superman. Number six, a ghost.
Love it.
At number seven, the Addams Family. So that is, I guess,
any just character from the Addams Family.
We did that.
I guess the Fester, the Gomez, the Morticia, Grandmama.
At a bank that I worked at, we did that. We did the Addams Family for one Halloween, and I was Lurch, of course, because I was the tallest dude there.
Yeah,
so
you got.
But that had to do it. But we had. I mean, and one of the guys there. I mean, if you wanted like a real life Gomez, he was a little shorter guy. He had a perfect mustache already. I mean, he was spot on. It was awesome.
Awesome.
I have to say. I make a decent Gomez.
You would make a good Gomez.
I think you'd make a sneaky good Gomez, though.
I'm honestly looking forward to hitting my grandmama years. I think that's going to be a real fun costume for me in the future.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
I can't wait.
I actually had a temptation in me when I was trying to think of fun things we could do for Halloween. And you can tell I have no power around here because this is the only way I would wield it. The only time I would wield it is make every one of us dress up as Rocky Horror Picture Show characters.
Oh, that'd be so much fun.
I think that'd be a blast.
I call Magenta. All of you stay away from it.
Don't worry, I'd be Brad. Yeah. I mean, seriously, what else am I going to be?
Oh my God. And Beth would have to be Janet.
Yes, 100%. Yes, yes.
Damn it, Janet.
I like Melissa as Rocky.
As Rocky,
yeah.
Oh. Not Frankenfurter.
I mean, Frankenfurter. I'm sorry, Frankenfurter.
Yeah. What I was thinking.
Yes, I meant Frankenfurter.
Wait, the only other character I could be is Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
The meatloaf character.
Eddie. You would make a solid Eddie.
If we ever...
You know what? She'd be a better Columbia, Beth would.
Yeah, that's true. I would say that if I ever get a chance to do, or anywhere, do Rocky Horror Picture Show on stage, that's the only role I want is Eddie. That's who I want to be.
Fair enough.
Yeah, those are good ones.
And Beth would make a great Columbia.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Already cast in the show.
Next year. wrapping up the top 10, Zombie at number 8. A princess at number 9.
Sure.
Star Wars at number 10.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
They're always in the top 10 somewhere.
Well, and again, it's like with the Addams Family, right? There's a lot of options in there that they're putting under an umbrella.
Right. You know, I didn't tell you guys. So I actually had another costume in mind, and it didn't quite work out. So what I was going to do, I was going to order a costume, and I was going to be Gordon Gecko.
Oh,
so it's going to be Gordon Gecko from Wall Street, right? You know, right. Michael Douglas' character from... Well, the place that I ordered it from made a mistake, and they sent me Gordon Gano.
Which
is fine, but I would have to go around singing, Blister in the Sun! Constantly, you know.
That's a shame. I just want to know that a challenge has been wielded. Sun. Aaliyah just texted me, I'll fight you for magenta.
Oh! Take the gloves off, everybody. Yeah.
Dueling magenta.
Yes.
You know what?
That was a great joke, by the way.
There'll be two. There'll be two magentas. Yeah,
I can see that. I can see that.
She cloned herself. Isn't that right, Aaliyah?
I love all of these ideas, and we are definitely doing this. We are definitely, definitely doing this. There's no getting around it now. We put it on the air. I mean, we
do the audio version of Rocky Horror. There you go.
We kind of have to do it now. I mean, it's mandatory now, and everything. Yeah. Yep, and we want to keep this conversation going, of course, everybody. So feel free to call up and join the conversation and let us know, who would you be? What would you, who are you want? What is your favorite Halloween memory? What are you going to dress up as this year? Go ahead and let us know. 715-424-2600. Hit us up on the Civic Media app. Keep in mind, you can also text us pictures through the app. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome.
Yes, yes, we'll take
them to us, everybody. Riff Raff. That's who I would be.
Yes, exactly. You're perfect, Riff Raff. Yeah,
yep. Definitely be.
And that's why I thought there should be two magentas.
That's. I think that'd be fun. That'd be so much fun to do that. I think we'd have a blast doing that one. We're going to have a blast the next hour, everybody. We'll also get into Halloween times and Halloween events. We'll have that for you and plenty more right here at The Morning Show. Happy Halloween.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.